1st of June, 2020, in the Lucy Coleman Studio in Los Angeles, California, the United States of America on God's good, great planet Earth. Well, thus far, we've survived these many days of civil unrest. I'll call it that. Civil unrest in our country. Is it justified? Yes, it is. Are you agreeing, John, with the demonstrators? Yes, I am. Are you agreeing with looting? You know better than that. Don't play with me. I don't do that. And I have no respect for people basically to do it. But I got a question for you. Do you understand why they're doing it? Do you understand why many African Americans from South Central Los Angeles would go to the West Side and burst out windows and burn up stuff and act unseemingly in other people's backyard? Well, because twice they burned down their own community when they riot, when they were so frustrated. This time, they're told to stay in their houses under lockdown. More and more and more of their parents, grandparents, aunties, because of the food they eat, not getting the right kind of medical treatment, are dying of a disease that I personally believe was started by a human being in another country with the purposeful intention to get rid of minority peoples with certain living conditions. Now, that's my own personal belief. You can believe whatever you want to believe. You can keep your head in the sand all you want. The death of George Floyd, as I said on my last webcast, was a tragedy. That man's death sparked a consciousness in this country that should have taken place years and years ago. It was back when the white Southern racists sicked the German shepherd dogs on us and sprayed us with the water hose. I was just 19. 20 years old here in Los Angeles when that took place, and I didn't understand what my black brothers were going through. I would say to my dad, "What is this?" My dad, having come from the South, explained to me, "Oh, John Jr., you were raised in Los Angeles, but it exists here too." Yes, I've seen it. Yes. This isn't a riot, really. It's a revolution. And the revolution is taking place because for too long, black men and black women have been treated like chattel and garbage and not respected. And I'm going to tell you, a consciousness has arisen, and I have more than black people listening to me, so I don't want you to get me wrong. I'm not a black racist. I'm not a black separatist. I'm not that. I think that's ridiculous also. I am a black man who is extremely pleased, proud to be a black man. As I told you on the 28th of May, when I saw George take his last breath, calling on his deceased mother, it hurt me. I wept here in the studio. I could barely get my breath. I had to tell myself, "Stop it, John, stop it. You're going to have a heart attack. You're taking it too serious." I kept waking up that night, in the middle of the night, just thinking. I thought about all the young men that's come through my life. Some of them are incarcerated. Some of them are still out there, didn't get the message. Some of them are doing pretty well and want to go on with their lives. But I fear for them, because living in this country, in this America, the land of the free and the home of the brave, you know, my daughter asked me a few days ago, she said, "Daddy, seems like you've changed your view." And I said, "Honey, let me tell you something. Life has woke me up. And I'm admonishing every black man in this country and every black woman in this country to wake up." to take a look at themselves. Okay, I see it. Yeah, I see it. Wake up to the fact that there are certain people that do not think that other people have the decency to live. Let me try to give you something to calm down by. I quoted it on my Facebook page, and that officer that I have at the top of my stream on my Facebook page quoted the same scripture when he was trying to tell you who he was. I like to call this brother, he's my brother from another mother. That's who he is, because his heart is just like mine. As I said on my Facebook page, the major calling in my life was being a pastor, a preacher. Christianity took me by storm and just took me away. I thought everybody that claimed the name of Jesus was just like me, loved everybody, was going to do right by the law. As a matter of fact, someone brought it to my attention that years ago, I would go and do Bible conferences in the Deep South, Alabama, Mississippi, man, go down to St. Louis. And I was down there, Georgia, Washington, D.C. Man, I went all over the country doing Bible conferences with people that we would call people that would vote for Donald Trump. Yeah, I did that. I traveled with Dean Gocher and Bob Klink, the only black on the crew, on Dean Gocher's crew. Yes. And I enjoyed it. I love those people. Still do. I don't know whether they love me. I hope they do. But there's one thing different. They're not black. They don't know what black people experience. They don't get the looks. I recall we were somewhere in the South. I have the picture. I'm going to try to locate it, and I'll try to put it up sometime. But myself and the whole crew that went with Dean, we were in a red pickup truck, and I was in the back with, I think, at least two other white guys, and the front of the pickup truck, or the cab area, was loaded up with three other guys. And I told them, I said, so I'm going to ride in the back. And I said, now you know what this looks like since we're down here in the Deep South. It looked like I'm in back of the truck with some rednecks and y'all going to look for a tree to hang me. And we all just laughed because we were Christians. But I thought about that and I said, you know what, after my laughing was over, I said, I hope these guys aren't really kidding me, but telling me the truth, because I thought that everything in Christianity, all of us were alike. All of us were equal in Christ and all that. And having become the enriched African-American apologist that I am, I did some study on my own. And after I did this study on my own, I had to forego the ideas that I had about the church, Christianity, and all that other stuff. So I applaud these young people who won't even darken a church door. I recall when I was a pastor back in the 90s, and I used to preach that and tell the parents, there's coming a time when your children will not listen to this. I'm not just one crying in the wilderness. I believe that I've lived long enough to see the powers that be, the rich people of this world, try to devise a plan to do away with the people that they think are not worth staying in the system, staying alive. I believe that we're living in that day and age, and that is a damn shame. You may hear me use language that I before never used, but I use language to get the point over. I think independent, and I want you, the person that's listening to me, to think independent. Damn it, think independent of me. Think for yourselves. How are you going to protect your family? purchase that gun. Defend them with your life. We are living in an America that has lost its mind. When its police department can go around, listen, are the police department hiring lunatics, maniacs? I saw some of that behavior from Los Angeles last night. And again today. Thank God they got everybody with cameras, because now all you got to do is just turn it on and show it. And you know exactly what you're looking at. Friends, I'm telling you that we are living in the most perilous of times. Times of peril. But we can calm down. We can calm down. As I said on my Facebook page, 1 Timothy 1:7 says, God did not give us the spirit of fear or timidity. Don't be timid. No. But the spirit of power and of love and of self-discipline. I don't think a real believer that love people would be out there looting stores. I don't believe that. But if you loot, that's your thing. Go ahead. Rudy Toot Toot. They got cameras out there. They're going to take pictures of you. And this was a big clincher. I saw a lot of those young black people and white people, too. And Hispanics, I don't think I saw too many Asians, if I saw one. But they can find out where you are by looking at your phone. Because you leave a footprint of where you were, wherever you go with these phones. And a lot of you were filmed doing that, and you were laughing when you came through the windows and everything. But you're going to pay for that. What goes around comes around. But let me go back to the point. Are the people in Santa Monica and the West Side and downtown LA with all these businesses, are they guilty of something? Yes. Yes, you are. You're guilty thinking that because you're privileged, you didn't think it could happen to you. The strategizers of this thing told the people, instead of you burning down your own neighborhood, go to another neighborhood where they have everything and burn that down. Same country, let them feel what you feel it. And that's what's going on here. Calm down, calm down. If God is on your side, if God be for you, who can stand against you? All right. I'm going to say, I have the word of God that's on my heart. I don't have to go to the Bible. I know it. If God is for you, who's going to be against you? I'm telling you, we need to get serious with it. I think I'm going to have to stand up in the Lucy Goldman studio because I've been sitting down too long, and I want to stand up and do this webcast and talk to you, but I have to motion the mic up. Give me a minute. There, that's good. That's good. Just a minute. Now, this is it. This is it. That's what I wanted to do. And let me make a little bit closer to my... There we go. See, I'm standing up now. Because when I sit down too long, I get stiff. And I don't want to get stiff, because when I get stiff, I start to ache. I'm 76, people. And I got to stand up and I've got to exercise. But I can do the webcast far much better when I'm standing up. Let me say this. It is time for us as American citizens to weigh ourselves in the balance and hope that we are not found wanting. Are we truly citizens that believe in a just society? Or are we going to turn our back on that which is right and good? Our young people see the hypocrisy of the past, the hypocrisy of our president. Now, I didn't say that I did not love Donald Trump. I have this question that I ask all of my friends. I recall, and I never watched one of his TV shows, when, you know, The Apprentice and all that stuff. I remember when he had his TV show, everybody, black, yellow, white, Hispanic, all of them, was trying to be affirmed by this millionaire, and so that they can learn how to get them some money too. They were all hoorahing him, high-fiving him, and I said, look at them, chasing after money and not even know what they're looking at. He was feeling on women back then. He had the views about black people back then. And he still has an awful lot of black friends, and that's all right. He's a doofus. Why would the president of the United States hide himself in the bunker of the White House like that Nazi Hitler did when Berlin fell? Did the president think that the citizens were going to storm the White House and kill him? He's a coward up on top of that. So we're living in a country where the chief of state is a madman, where people, because of their love for money and of such, will lie and connive and do anything they can possibly do to obtain this graft, this money, these things. That is why your children are looting. Your children have seen you loot as a grown person. Just like those four policemen looted the life of Mr. Floyd. They looted him. They stole something from him that was precious. And if you do not feel the outrage and the anxiety of feeling that outrage, then you don't know what it means to suffer. Calm down, though. Calm down. Because I believe that in time, if this continues, and it could continue at a rate so quick and so fast that it could dismantle the very structure of the United States of America. And this dismantling takes place from within, not from without. I know that. You need to know that. Now, what can anybody do in light of this? Absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. We can do nothing. We can say nothing. We can procure nothing. We have to sit back and watch it. Sit back and watch it, but analyze yourself. Talk to yourself about you and God. What does your life look like? Where are you headed? Where are you going? What will you manifest in this life? Who will you influence? Were you looting? Were you stealing? Were you pillaging? Were you taking advantage of another man's freedom, another man's life? Are you trying to back up your president because you're white? Are you trying to back up your president? And listen, Biden, what was he doing in church this morning talking? Ridiculous. Biden talking about you can't really be black if you don't vote for me. What does that mean? That sounds like the words of a slave master. I know all my niggers on the plantation is going to vote for me. See what they've done to you? All right. How do we get through this? Keep your confidence and your zeal towards God at a very high level. Don't ever give up your confidence and your zeal towards the living Lord. Let me raise this a little bit higher. Never give up in that confidence. Second thing that I would ask you to do is, it's found in the golden rule. You calm down as you do unto others as you would have them do unto you. And then you won't find yourself in the matrix of denying who you claim you really are. And then thirdly, I would say, stay safe as you possibly can, because we are living in and through dangerous times these days. And these times are so dangerous that if you don't watch yourself, you will find yourself slipping. And you can easily fall in to hatred, depravity, that can cost you severely. All right. I think I've said enough. I don't have too much to say these days. If you'd like to hear some preachings, sermons, teachings, they're there. I'm going to spend a little time and put up on the website some of these video clips, and so that you can watch some of these lectures and see the way it was back in the day when I was doing some lecturing and some preaching. Thank you so much for coming to my site. And thank you for your thoughts and your prayers. I really appreciate it. All right, I guess that's it. I shouldn't have to talk all day, should I? Nah, I don't think so.